I worked at a church for 10 years. About 5 years into my role, I was given oversight for all baptism and infant dedication services. Now, these quarterly sacerdotal services were now a part of my job. Now, I got to tell you, the church had been in existence for 15 years before I was given the task of leading baptisms. Once I was handed the reins, I was shocked at the lack of organization around something that took place every quarter for the last 15 years. Each and every quarter, the leadership seemed to be caught off guard yet again by baptism planning. Even though this reoccurring service was always just around the corner, the leadership was somehow completely unprepared each and every time. They scrambled to write up the announcement for promotion. They were frazzled about the teaching and the informational class. It was almost like baptism had never been done before. Now, this would have been understandable in the first, maybe second year of the church's existence, but we were now 15 years into the life of this church, and nobody had codified a repeatable approach to make life and ministry easier surrounding baptism. Now, I can't overstate the disorder surrounding something that we knew was coming again in just 3 months. Different staff members had been in charge and had had responsibility that had been shifted from person to person, and yet there was no process surrounding promotion, no system for teaching the class, and no defined method for conducting the service. It was as if the entire thing had to be repeated every single quarter, recreated every single quarter. Now, this is what I call the insanity factor. Disorganization hampers people. Disorganization hampers things through dropped balls and miscommunication. Disorganization causes personal hardship for staff members as well as volunteers. Disorganization even caused problems for those who simply wanted to obey God and be baptized. The insanity factor has an incalculably high cost to ministry. Some ministries appear polished to the congregation, and behind the thin blue veil is a hot mess. Now, this is the insanity factor, and honestly, it's insane. However, we can escape the trap of the insanity factor. Now, to do so will require spending time so as to save future time. But I don't have time to stop working in the ministry to start working on the ministry. Those who say they have no time to make a repeatable process will remain in bondage. This is what I call pay me now or pay me later. Trust me, you will pay either way. It's just a matter of when you pay. I want to be in control of that payment. I want to pay it as costly as it is on my terms. I want to pay it once and forego years of unnecessary pain. The insanity factor had overtaken every aspect of our baptism services. With the help of a trusted colleague, the baptism spreadsheet was born. Now, this was not a one-hour task, but a multi-week task. First, we listed every single item that was related to baptism, including promotion, reserving the room for teaching the class, and even when the baptism tank was to be filled. Second, we determined the number of days before the service when each different task was to be completed. Third, and finally, we entered everything into the spreadsheet. Now, here's where the magic happened. We set up the spreadsheet to calculate due dates for every task based on the day of baptism. Once we added the date of the baptism service, every other date field automatically calculated for us. Rather than fretting about every detail, which leads to mistakes and missed deadlines, we front-loaded our work. Now, the spreadsheet literally did all of the heavy lifting for us. Moving forward, our only task was to pick the date of the baptism service. We picked the date of the service, entered it into the spreadsheet, and we instantly knew the exact date the baptism tank would be filled. We also knew when the second promotional email was to be sent. Now, for bonus points, we had that and every other promotional email already pre-written. Every task's due date was now predetermined by the internal calculation of the spreadsheet. Baptism was the same every quarter. These reoccurring tasks were now calculated and codified through a repeatable process. It just took someone to get sick and tired of the insanity factor. It required a level of diligence to carve out a serious amount of time in order to buy us time for years to come. The randomness and lack of routines in our ministry costs us so much time, effort, and even kingdom money. Our lives are harder without systems. The lives of our precious volunteers are harder without systems. God forbid that our disorganized ministries are somehow stumbling blocks to people that we would want to reach. Stop the insanity. We need to start working smarter, not harder. Start building processes. If something is going to happen again, build a system for it and save time and automate that process.